I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The rainy season's underway in Haiti, but it's an unusual one. 3 days of deluge last week made a bad situation worse in the north. For Haiti with Love's Rosalinda Hart says 10 people were washed away in a flash flood and people are afraid. The food situation's critical now. 70% of the crops were washed away. For Haiti with Love is preparing to send another food container in as soon as possible. Is there any good news? Actually, DeHart says,
in a situation like this, Haiti is, you know, they all come together and pray and worship all together, no matter what they are.
Next, emus are bringing hope to orphans in India. According to Dean Reeves with India Partners, ministry workers are raising emus to support their children's home and pastors in training. Ministry workers sell the emus meat, skin, feathers, as well as emu chicks. The farm is also opening doors for the gospel.
When they're trying to reach them strictly as a pastor, they had no interest in hearing what he had to say. But the business has given him respect in the community, and the local population respects the work he's doing.
See how you can support sustainable missions at our website. And God exceeded the expectations of ministry workers in Nepal. Operation Mobilization held their first teen street in the country last month. They expected around 25 students to attend, but over 70 came. Nepali teens experienced a week of teaching and team games and gained a better understanding of God's sacrificial love. Pray that students will share what they learned and that OM Nepal will continue to grow. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to stand with persecuted Christians and help M&N at the same time? Get your family the One With Them wristbands with your gift of any amount. When you support M&N, we'll send you 5 barbed wire-looking wristbands. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.